the Haynesboro Assembly confirms its newest members. And Skagway considers taking on the cost of operating the state ferry terminal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The newest members of the Haynesboro Assembly were sworn in Tuesday night. Gabe Thomas, Paul Rogers, and Zephyr Cincerni took their seats at the dais after reciting the oath of office. At the same time, outgoing Assembly members Heather Lendy and Tom Morfitt said goodbye to the Assembly. Both completed three-year terms this month. Lendy thanked the Assembly.
I'll miss all of you. Well, not all of you. I would be dishonest if I said that. But I will miss coming to the meetings.
Lendy and Morfitt served during a contentious period of borough politics. A group of residents launched an initiative in 2017 to remove them and Tresham Gregg from the Assembly. The recall failed, however, and they served the remainder of their terms. During the meeting, the new Assembly approved a request for $8,000 from local domestic violence shelter Becky's Place. The money is intended to help cover the facility's rent. Some Assembly members questioned whether the shelter should have to appeal directly to the Assembly every year for funding. Assembly member Stephanie Scott argued that the shelter provides a crucial service and funding from the borough should be protected by some sort of agreement.
I would like Becky's Place to be part of our community's service for people with problems. And it's not really a nonprofit, and I don't know whether or not we need to develop that or do something, but they have a relationship with Becky's Place that is professional.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said some sort of contract would need to be drawn up if the borough partnered with the domestic violence shelter. The Skagway Assembly will consider the municipality's request to acquire and maintain the state ferry terminal and adjacent uplands on Thursday night. It's a bid to help the state cut costs and maintain ferry service. The borough also sees opportunity in increased control of the waterfront. Claire Strempel reports.
Governor Mike Dunleavy directed state officials to look for ways to cut state costs for operating the Alaska Marine Highway System. That included potentially selling AMHS properties. Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan says the municipality could benefit by taking on the operation and management of its ferry terminal. He said that working with the state to reduce AMHS costs could lead to improved service. He also hopes to make good use of the municipality's property.
There's large areas down there that just really aren't being utilized, and the waterfront is high-value property.
He sees an opportunity to expand the adjacent small boat harbor storage area or open that area to commercial use. The Planning and Zoning Commission agreed unanimously to recommend the idea to the Assembly at a meeting this month. Chair Matt Deitch approved.
Personally, as I've said for years, I want the city to have control of its own waterfront 100%. I think it'd be a smart thing for us to do moving forward, since that's our entire economy.
The Ports Commission will not recommend the proposal to the Assembly. Their vote tied 2-2. At the time of the meeting, they did not have a cost estimate and said the process felt rushed. Ryan thinks the operating cost of the terminal would be just under $50,000 per year. But there would be additional expenses. The building needs a wastewater system upgrade. The state had a plan to upgrade it, but planning and zoning found it inadequate and sent it back. Orion Hansen said the state's plan is out of step with the municipality.
You know, we are essentially just saying, giving a blessing for a domestic system that will discharge into the ocean. I mean, unless it's all pumped out and then taken back to our plant, I don't really see this as acceptable.
Ryan says that taking control of the terminal would allow Skagway to connect it to municipal sewage. That project would cost about $1.1 million. He says extending the line could free up commercial possibilities on the uplands. Ryan said he would like to move quickly and take advantage of favorable political conditions. He and Mayor Cremada spoke to Department of Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon and Governor Dunleavy's Chief of Staff, Ben Stevens, at the Southeast Conference last month.
They seem to be in the mood to unload properties and reduce the costs of these these areas for the ferry system. So it seems like the time is right to approach them.
Assembly approval would not guarantee the state's interest in the offer. The Skagway Assembly will meet at 7 p.m. on Thursday in Assembly Chambers. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Alaska communities that collect sales tax are getting closer to leveling the playing field between online retailers and brick-and-mortar stores. Last week, the Alaska Municipal League announced a plan to create a statewide code and commission to oversee the collection of sales tax from out-of-state businesses. Online retailers would register with the commission rather than the 100 individual local governments currently collecting sales tax. A 2018 Supreme Court decision allowed states to charge sales tax on purchases from out-of-state online retailers. But Alaska doesn't have a statewide sales tax. AML spent the last year figuring out how to streamline sales tax collection from online retailers. Some online retailers are already charging sales tax, like Amazon, but that tax is only applied to certain purchases. And because there are so many different sales tax jurisdictions in Alaska, the amount is sometimes wrong. AML says establishing a statewide administration to oversee collection will make it easier for local businesses to compete with online retailers. It also benefits local governments, which miss out on millions of dollars in sales tax revenue from online retailers every year. Municipalities that sign on will keep their individual sales tax rates and exemptions, but agree to a central administration for collection. Municipalities that want to participate will need to adopt the agreement at the local level. AML hopes to start collecting sales tax in January. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. Our reports today came from Claire Strempel in Haines and Adeline Baxter in Juneau. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.